以下的讲座是关于圣典博加雅谈第四篇25章48节，题目是鼻子、呼吸与嗅觉。讲者是 Nisimha Swami Maharaj， 日期是2003年10月21号，地点是香港庙。梵文诗节是这样的：那里尼那里尼查帕克多拉维卡查尼亚米特阿瓦杜塔萨卡斯塔比亚维沙亚亚提沙拉巴姆。 Translation: Similarly, in the east, where there were two sets of gates named Narini and Narinini, and they were also constructed in one place. Through this gate, the king, accompanied by a friend named Avaduta, used to go to the city of Saurabha. 译文：同样地，在这个东方呢，有两套的闸口的，称为是 Narini 和 Narini 的。他们呢两者兴建在一起的。在这个国王来说呢，就是透过这两个闸口和一个朋友呢，就是叫 Avadut 一起呢，就会经常呢去一个城市呢叫做 Saurabha 的。 Purport: The two gates named Narini and Narini are two nostrils. The living entity enjoys these two gates with the help of the different Avadutas or airs, which constitute the breathing process.
Through these gates, the living entity goes to the town of Saurabha or Aroma. In other words, the nostrils, with the help of their friend the air, enjoy various aromas in the material world. Nalini and Nalini are the pipes of the nostrils through which one inhales and exhales, enjoying the aroma of sense pleasure.
要指两道城门呢叫做Nalini 同埋Nalini，咁咧系即系两个鼻孔啦。咁生物体咧享受呢两道城门咧，系通过咧唔同嘅 Avadutas 嘅帮忙嘅。咁 Avadutas 咧即系空气啦。咁咧呢个咧就系构成呢个呼吸嘅程序嘅。咁通过呢两道闸门咧，生物体咧经常就会去到呢个叫 Saurabha 嘅呢个城市啦。咁 Saurabha 即系解香气啦，芬芳啦。咁换句话说咧，呢个鼻孔咧，得到他们的朋友空气的帮助，他们是享受物质世界不同的香味的芬芳的。 Nalini 和 Nalini 是这个鼻孔的呼吸的通道，在这里一个人是呼气和吸气，享受这个香味，即是香味的芬芳的感官的快乐。
Om Ajnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitan Yena Tasmai Shri Gaurave Namaha Shri Chaitanyam Ishwaram. So Narada Muni is comparing the body to a city with gates.
Narada Muni 现在是比喻一个身体是成为一个城市的。
The body is a city of 9 gates.
这个身体就是一个城市，有九道城门的。
And here today we're hearing about the two gates, which are the nostrils.
今天我讲的就是这个鼻孔，其中的两道城门就是两个鼻孔。
And the purpose of each of these different gates is that we take pleasure from them.
这些城门有什么功能呢？就是我们通过这些城门去享受的。
The pleasure of the nostrils comes with the help of air.
咁咧，鼻孔嘅享受咧，系通过咧空气嘅帮忙。
Without air, we cannot enjoy the nostrils.
咁如果冇空气嘅话咧，你两个鼻孔咧就唔可以享受噶。
There's no smell.
即系你闻到任何香味咯。
Just like when sometimes we get a cold and our nose becomes blocked up, we have difficulty to breathe.
咁就好似我哋感冒咧，鼻塞咧就唞唔到气啦。
We feel so much inconvenience.
咁我哋觉得咧好唔方便啊。
Just like when there's some blockage in the doorway, you cannot enter and you cannot enter or go out from a place.
就好似有一間屋一道門咧，係有嘢阻塞住咧，你入唔到間屋又出唔到間屋啦。
So similarly, when the nose is blocked and we cannot properly breathe, we feel so much inconvenience.
就好似我哋鼻塞嘅時候咧，唞唔到氣咧，就覺得好麻煩。
So these two gates, they're described by these names, Nalini and Nalini, and they're the source of pleasure.
咁咧，而家形容呢兩道嘅城門咧，叫做 Nalini 同埋 Nalini 咧，就係咧呢個快樂，即係享受嘅快樂嘅一個源頭嚟嘅。
Sometimes the source of pleasure, but sometimes also the source of distress。
咁有時咧，佢咧係快樂嘅源頭啦，有時係痛苦嘅源頭喎。
Just like when we are passing by a rose garden, we can breathe the fragrant aroma of the rose flowers. It feels very pleasant.
就好似你經過一個玫瑰花園嘅時候咧，咁你聞到啲玫瑰嘅花嘅芬芳咧，你覺得非常之快樂啦。
But if you go in the elevator in the early morning when the woman's bringing all the garbage down，
但係如果你朝頭早一晨早去搭 lift 咧，啱撞到個垃圾婆搬垃圾嘅時候咧
，then you breathe in the air of all the garbage and it's very horrible。
咁如果你聞嗰啲垃圾嘅味道咧，就覺得好恐怖啦。
So, in Bhagavad Gita describes that the mind is like the mind carries different conceptions, just like the air carries aromas.
What carries?
In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains how the mind will carry different conceptions of life, just as the air will carry different aromas.
Okay, 咁Krishna 咧喺《博伽梵歌》解釋咧，心意咧會載住唔同嘅概念啦，唔同嘅概念啦，或者一啲意見啦。咁咧，但係咧，正如咧，空氣咧就好似會。攜帶埋咧唔同嘅香味嘅芬芳啦。
They said just like the air carries aromas, I give the example how the air can carry the fragrance of roses and the fragrance of garbage.
咁就去 Marsh 俾個例子咧，即係話咧空氣咧可以帶住玫瑰花嘅芬芳，又可以帶住垃圾嘅臭味啦。
In the same way, our mind carries different conceptions of life. We are thinking, I'm a man or I'm a woman.
咁我哋嘅心意咧，同樣地咧帶住唔同嘅。概念嘅，咁可能我哋谂我系男人啦，或者我系女人啦。
These are all different conceptions of life, just like the air carries the fragrance. Our mind carries these different ideas.
同样地啦，呢个空气带住唔同嘅味道啦、臭味啦、香味啦，我哋嘅思想亦都系啦，带住唔同嘅思念啦。
Krishna gives this analogy in the Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna 咧喺《博伽梵歌》其实有做咗呢个比喻嘅。
These analogies are very useful in preaching Krishna consciousness.
咁呢啲比喻咧喺傳教嘅時候咧非常之有用。
It's very nice to see how Narada Muni is preaching here.
咁係非常之好啦，我可以睇到咧 Narada Muni 咧喺度點樣傳教啦。
He's giving such a nice analogy, comparing the body to a city with all these different gates.
佢係將呢個身體咧比喻為一座城市咧，有唔同嘅城門啦。
And he's describing.Each and every gate and how they have different activities and bring different types of pleasure and pain.
咁佢描述呢啲唔同嘅城門咧，係有咩功能啦？咁佢哋又會點樣為人帶嚟快樂同埋痛苦咧
？So there's a nice example of how just simply by smelling the aroma of the sandalwood and the tulsi leaves.Offered at the lotus feet of Vishnu, the four Kumaras became attracted to devotional service.
就係有一個逍遙時光咧，就係呢個四個Kumaras 兄弟咧，佢只不過係聞到咧供奉俾主嘅圖拉樹葉咧嘅香氣咧，佢哋咧就變成咧奉獻者啦。
Any one of the senses is it can bring us to Krishna consciousness.
任何一個感官咧，可以帶領我哋咧嚟到 Krishna 知覺嘅。
Just by smelling the flowers offered to Krishna, it can attract us to the devotional service.
我通過咧係去聞咧供奉過俾 Krishna 嘅花朵咧，亦都可以咧係吸引我哋咧去收集 Krishna。
We have this example of the four Kumaras.
我哋有咧四個 Kumara 兄弟嘅例子啦。
They were impersonalists. They were fixed on the platform of Brahman.
他們是非人格主義者，他們是很堅定於這個Brahman, 梵光。
But when they smelt this tulsi leaves and the sandalwood from the lotus feet of Vishnu, then they became attracted. They wanted to be devotees.
當他們聞到主 Vishnu蓮花竹的檀香樟液和塗拉樹葉的香氣，他們立刻受到吸引。
So the power of smell is so powerful. It can make people into devotees. If people smell things in relation to Krishna, that can bring them to Krishna consciousness.
所以嗅覺咧都可以令人咧係成為一個奉獻者嘅，咁咧佢哋咧可以咧更加接近 Krishna。
Maharaj Ambarish engaged all his senses in the service of Krishna.
Maharaj Ambarish 咧係用佢所有感官咧都去服務 Krishna 嘅。
And he would only smell the flowers offered to Krishna.
佢只係會去聞一啲花朵咧係供奉過俾 Krishna 嘅花朵。
We do not smell the flower first and then offer it to Krishna.
我哋唔會自己去聞一啲花先至走去供奉俾 Krishna。
First we offer to Krishna and then we enjoy.
我哋首先咧將啲花咧供奉俾 Krishna 咧，先至走去享受，去聞下啲花嘅香氣。
We enjoy the remnants, the prasadam of Krishna.
我哋咧去享受咧Krishna 嘅 prasadam。
But we see in the material world how that same sense of smell is used in perverted ways.
咁我哋喺物質世界見到咧，啲人點樣用呢、這個嗅覺呢個香味嚟咧，係有一個倒轉咁樣去用咯。
We see how the different drug stores they're selling so many different perfumes and eau de colognes for people.
咁好多人即係嗰啲化妝品嘅鋪頭咧，賣好多唔同嘅香水啊，或者古龍水啊。
People will put these different things all over them, smell, make a strong smell.
啲人咧會搽好多呢啲咁嘅香水、古龍水咧，令到自己好香啦。
And of course, that's not going to inspire us in devotional service.
但係你聞呢啲咩味道嘅時候咧，當然唔會咧啟蒙你咧更加咧係 Krishna 之覺嘅。
The idea is we should be in It's just the opposite. It's increase our affinity, our affection for the body.
你咁樣做咧，只係會咧係增加咧我哋咧對身體嘅認同啦，對呢個身體嘅鍾愛啦。
So all of these different fragrances, they're actually meant for the pleasure of Krishna.
咁所有呢啲香味啊香氣咧，都係其實應該係為咗咧取悅 Krishna 嘅。
Every morning after Mangal Arti, we always offer some cotton with some nice oil. To the deities.
咁朝頭早咧，我哋通常都會用一啲棉花棒咧，沾染咗啲好香嘅香油咧，供奉俾神像嘅。
And then we can also accept the then we can enjoy also that fragrance ourselves as prasadam.
咁我哋跟住亦都可以享受咧呢一種香味咧，係作為 prasadam 咁樣接受。
So of course, these different airs in the body, controlling the airs, this is also part of the yoga system.
咁控制氣咧，都係咧瑜伽體系嘅其中一部分。
Our yoga teachers will be able to tell us probably more.
咁瑜伽老師可能會講得多啲啦。
Right, that pranayama is the fourth step of Ashtanga yoga.
咁咧 ，pranayama 咧呢個呼吸法咧。是这个八重瑜伽的第四步来的。
Yam, Niyam, Asan, Pranayam. Then, what's after that?
Pratyahara.
Pratyahara, Dharana, Dhyana, and Samadhi.
Samadhi.
So these are, after Pranayama, then there's different stages of meditation.
咁喺 Pranayama 之后呢，即呼吸法之后呢，就有唔同呢冥想嘅阶段啦。
Because by controlling the different motions of the airs in the body, the incoming and outgoing airs, one is able to concentrate the mind.
咁當一個人能夠控制咧身體唔同嘅氣咧，咁咧佢咧就有咁嘅能力咧，去專注咧佢嘅思想啦。
So that's a very effective means of actually steadying the mind.
咁呢個其實係幾有效嘅方法咧，係令到咧呢個心意咧係平和嘅。
Rupa Goswami even recommends, I think it's Rupa Goswami or Jiva Goswami, he said before chanting Gayatri, he recommends doing a few minutes pranayama to control the mind so that one can properly concentrate on chanting the Gayatri mantra.
Jiva Goswami 是推介奉献者可以在念Gayatri曼陀罗之前可以做几分钟的pranayama.
Actually, it said in, before the Kali Yuga, everybody knew how to do pranayama.
Kali Yuga 之前呢, 每一个人都懂得怎样去做 pranayama.
Of course, it's a mechanical process, but it is very effective in steadying the mind.
是一个, pranayama, 即是呼吸法是一些机械的程序, 但是是非常有效去控制思想的,
so the motion of the different airs in the body is very powerful in affecting our own consciousness.
身體裡面的不同的氣是很強而有力的影響我們的意識的。
In this way, the sense of aroma is something which we don't think much about, but it's very important.
這個詩節講到的香氣其實是很重要的。
We can live without our eyes. Our eyes, we may be blind, but still we can live.
可能如果是盲的时候,双眼看不到东西,我们都可以生存的。
And we can manage even also without the what other senses can we manage without? The ears.
Ears, yeah.
Yeah, the ears. There's also two gates in the body, the ears. But even our ears may be blocked, but still we can live.
即是就算你聋了,耳朵聋了,眼盲了,都可以生存的。
But if the nose is blocked, then how will you breathe?
如果你的鼻塞了,那你怎么呼吸呢?
We're not supposed to use the mouth to breathe.
我们其实不应该用口去呼吸的。
That is, what is the saying in Chinese? In Chinese they say that being chong ko, the disease starts from the mouth. Bing chong kou ru. Yes, right. Thank you. Yes. In China, everybody knows this, right?
中国人呢，个个都识呢句噶啦。
Bing chong kou ru. That the disease all starts from the mouth. So if we keep our mouth open, breathe in the mouth, exhale, inhale from the mouth, then very quickly we will get so sick.
咁如果你净系用个口去呼吸咧，好快你就病噶啦。
So yoga system trains you to breathe properly using the nose.
瑜伽的體系其實訓練一個人適當地呼吸用鼻去呼吸。
But if these two gates of the nostrils are blocked, then how will we breathe? How will we live?
如果你的鼻孔是經常閉塞的,怎樣去生存呢?
So very important gates.
非常重要的一個城門.
Some time ago, I remember we had Charu Chandra come and he had the devotees do yoga and he got people to do that nasal cleansing. Put some cotton swab in the mouth, in through the nose, right?
把一些棉布塞到鼻窿那裡,棉繩吧,我都不知道。
Put it through the nose, bring it out the mouth, was it?
I don't know, that's too advanced. 在鼻,穿穿,在喉嚨拉出來, and then they get it fall from the throat, you know?
Oh, yeah, very effective, healthy, very good for health.
其實很健康的,不過都幾難練的。 I think they put from the nostril and then they get it from the throat, you know?
Yeah, out from the throat, yeah. You can ask Mother Padma, she was the only one who could do it.
Is it? Oh yeah, remember we learned that.
So this is a type of internal cleansing. Of course, this is all mechanical. We prefer to go more on this spiritual cleansing. We will simply cleanse our mind and heart by chanting the holy name of Krishna. Anyway, from this verse, Narada Muni is teaching us the value of the aroma, the sense of aroma, and how it depends on the air.
咁咧，Narada Muni 呢度描述到咧，兩個鼻孔咧 是要依靠呢、这个空气呢 去享受这个香气。
So we should be sure to use all our sense of smell to smell the incense offered to Krishna, smell the flowers offered to Krishna, smell the aroma of Krishna's prasada.
咁所以咧，我要用我哋嘅鼻孔咧，系去闻咧，供奉个俾 Krishna 嘅香啦、嘅花啦，同埋咧 prasadam 啦。呢个 ，I think there's no problem of that.
Yeah, we can enjoy these smells. I remember before we used to have our temple in Homantin, and it was just beside a railway line.
我記得咧，以前個舊嘅廟咧，香港嘅廟咧喺何文田嗰度嘅，咁喺個火車嗰啲路軌側邊嘅。
So every morning there was a train would come down the railway line full of pigs.
咁咧每一朝咧都有一架豬車咧，豬載滿曬豬嘅火車咧經過個廟嘅。
And if the door was open, then the smell would come in, and it would just be terrible.
咁如果道門唔記得咗閂咧，打開咧，話就臭得好厲害，臭氣熏天啊！嗯
，So we want to keep that smell out.
咁我哋咧就唔想咧聞到嗰啲咁嘅臭味啦。
We want to enjoy the aroma of everything in relation to Krishna.
我哋咧希望咧係去享受一啲香氣咧，但係咧同全部咧都係同 Krishna 有關係。
It's even the body of Krishna has the most fragrant aroma.
就算咧係 Krishna 自己嘅身體咧，都係有啲最香嘅香味嘅。
But in the material world, our bodies are disgusting. They can have disgusting aromas.
但係我嘅身體本身咧，就有啲好恐怖嘅味道啦。
The material world is just a perverted form of the spiritual world.
这个物质世界只不过是灵性世界一个倒影。
In the spiritual world, people's bodies actually smell very beautiful, naturally fragrant.
在灵性世界的居民的身体呢是非常之香的，很自然地。
But just to try to cover up the bad smell of this material body, people will put so much alcohol and all kinds of other types of perfumes.
咁咧，啲人咧，為咗令到自己嘅身體咧香啲咧，就炒多唔同嘅香水咧。
We're always trying to cover up the ugliness of the material world.
我哋嘗試咧係去遮掩咧呢個物質世界嘅醜陋啊。
Put something fragrant here. Put fresh air there.
啊，擺啲
canisters of fresh air. Air fresheners.
你有啲空氣清新機啦，或者你噴啲香水喺啲空間嗰度。
Because this material world is a nasty place.
因為物質世界咧係咁核突嘅地方。
But we try to make it nice by so many artificial means.
我哋用好多唔同人工嘅方法咧，嘗試令到佢美好。
Any comments, questions?
有冇問題啊？評語。I have a question. I remember when even the Chinese, the Buddhist or Taoist, the monk or the people they practice spiritual life in their life, when they die, usually people say their body has some fragrance or they're very soft. Is it that's a spiritual kind of thing? I don't know.
Their body is very fragrant or soft when they die.
Yeah, even like I think remember the devotee Rajalila Dasi.
Rajalila.
She's the disciple of Indrajana Swami. When she passed away, although she has very serious sickness, but her body, someone say her body is fragrant. It doesn't smell so bad. Any, I don't know. 我都啲聽聞有啲即係就算佛教嗰啲和尚啊，或者嗰啲。修道教啲修得比較好啲，嗰啲好似臨死嘅時候話個身體好軟啊，或者好有香味嘅。有一個奉獻者又係啦，嗰、那個叫 Rajalila 嗰個女仔咧，係好係有啲修行修得好嗰啲人。Any comment?
Have you heard anything about this Ramachandra?
He's sleeping.
Huh? Have you heard anything about this? About people's bodies being fragrant after they die?
No. Present body, they practice some kind of meditation to make their body fragrant.
Is it? Oh, really? Oh, there's what some Chinese people practicing some kind of
vegetarian, kung fu. Vegetarian society.
Meditation, or some kind of Chinese pranayama.
Like
oh,
That's some kind of pranayama that some Chinese people do. Can make their body fragrant.
There's something in the Bhagavatam which talks about Rishabhdev, that his stool would be as fragrant as roses, right? Yeah, of course, he's an avatar. We can't imitate.
Is it the heavy boss for DJ also?
Oh, yeah.
一個神 Krishna 其中一個化身叫 Rishabhadev 的糞便都是香的，所有那些半神人是天堂的半神人，身體都是有香味的。
So if they die, they can then go body, then they can also
who?
People, they die, when they get pious activity, get a demigod body, they get a demigod body.
Yeah, if pious people are elevated to the higher planets, yeah, they can take birth in the planets. But their bodies are not going to be as fragrant as a body in a spiritual body.
It's
trying to
get
the body to another very significant thing. By meditation process to just make a dead body fragrant.
Sorry?
Make a dead body fragrant is a very insignificant and useless goal.
Has no meaning, yeah.
即是说人们去练一些香功，即是有一些气功的东西去令到身体香，没什么意思的，没什么用。 Is it the air in the spiritual world also very fragrant?
Undoubtedly. Come on, Vrindavan. Vrindavan is very the most beautiful place. All fragrant trees with beautiful flowers and tulsi everywhere. There's no pollution there.
没污染的那里. But actually, if you just, even in this material world, you go to the nature without pollution, it's so beautiful, right?
Yes, it's so much better, isn't it? So just imagine how much better is the spiritual world.
Degeneration and decay and death. But in the spiritual world, everything is ever fresh.
Mm-hmm.
So it is not subject to decay and degeneration and death.
咁啊，你物質世界嘅嘢咧就會存在啦，跟住咧會腐壞，跟住咧會即係會腐壞，就會有啲臭味啦。但係喺靈性世界就冇呢樣嘢嘅，靈性世界啲嘢咧係永遠都長青嘅，成日都咁新鮮嘅。
What'd she say?
Huh? I say in the spiritual world that things won't decay. Yeah?
I heard that one person asked Prabhupada, he said, Jani Hare Krishna is Parayam. And Prabhupada seemed to me, he answered yes.
Yes, chanting Hare Krishna is also a type of pranayama. That's perfect control of your air.
念诵 Hare Krishna 都是一种气功嚟嘅，即系呼吸法。咁咧系最完美嘅方法咧，控制你嘅呼吸。
I'm wondering if we can read properly chanting Hare Krishna is better. Is it better than we just chant?
Well, you don't have to concentrate on your breathing when you're chanting. It's not that while you're chanting that you should be thinking about now I inhale, now I exhale. No, your concentration should be on hearing. But the breathing itself will be naturally controlled through the chanting process.
你唱诵的时候就不需要去想着是何时吸气，何时呼气的。就你一路念诵的时候，自然你的呼吸就会受到控制的了。
The
these are natural secondary benefits which are which come with devotion.
这个收集这个奉献服务自然就会得到其他收集瑜伽或者 Yoga 或者 Yoga 的好处了 Bhakti Yoga 就已经包了。 She have heard, Lalita have heard some devotee, I also heard some devotee will breathe one breath and then they will chant like 2, 3, or 5 mantras in a breath. They feel there's more, they can feel concentrate more.
Yeah, well, that's not necessary though. That's not the highest type level of chanting. That's a mechanical type of exercise.
他说这个不是最高层次的念诵，只不过是一个机械式的一个练习来的。Ultimately,
you have to give up that type of chanting and simply concentrate on hearing Krishna's name.
咁最终嘅阶段咧，你就系要放弃去谂住呢啲咁嘅呼吸啦。其实就系要专注咧，系聆听咧Krishna嘅圣名。
You may do that. Some people may do that in the beginning, but it's not necessary and it's not recommended.
初初有啲人初初开始念诵可以咁样做啦，但系咧，唔需要推介咁嘅情况，即系冇咁嘅。 咁样去念诵嘅方法咧，系唔被推介嘅。
Yeah, you're thinking 1, 2, 3. You're not thinking Krishna.
当你念嘅时候，如果你要数住念几多次，跟住又要吸气嘅时候咧，咁你就要即系你比较谂，即系谂住 Krishna 嗰个就少咗咯。
You try to chant mechanically, you find you chant and our mouth and our tongue get tired and dry. But if someone gets developed taste, then the tongue is pleasant chanting and there's no force required.
初初我哋念诵圣名嘅时候咧，妈妈春日宝宝讲啦，即系话初初念诵圣名嘅时候咧，念得耐可能觉得个口啊同舌头都觉得好攰嘅。咁但系如果你有品味之后咧，你就 唔覺得咧係一個苦行啦，即係好享受呢個念眾聖名。
Yeah, actually, that even the people outside they feel the devotees they have fragrance because they carry the incense smell. And then when they come to the temple, they always refer to me that the smell is different. Smelling this Keshav Chandan in Vrindavan temple, And wherever I go, as soon as I smell Keshav Chandan, I remember Krishna Balaram.
What is Keshav Chandan?
Kesar Chandan is a fragrance of incense.
Oh, 咁佢 Vrindavan 嘅廟咧，成日都點一隻檀香嘅香味嘅香嘅，咁佢即係。 後來去到第二地方聞到這一種香的香味的時候都會想起 Krishna 和 Balaram. That's good.
Small red roses they offer to Srila Prabhupada the Guru Puja in Vrindavan. Whenever I smell that, I immediately remember Vrindavan.
媽媽春日寶寶說他那些供奉給巴巴的玫瑰花在印度，你沒去過吧 Rowena? 嗰種香味咧，佢一聞親呢種花，又諗起巴巴。
So we have to find the means to like that, always remember, see everything in relation to Krishna.
我们看一切跟 Krishna 是有关的。
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
然后各种规范我都要守得很好很好，然后呢，我觉得呢，产能够提高我的灵修或者念诵，可是呢，现在呢，又要面对很多生活上很多事情又要做，就变成很多事情的都不能够按照这个高的要求去做，然后呢，我就觉得这个收获很小，可是呢，随着慢慢的呢，我的这个很激进的这个心态呢，就慢慢的被淡化了，就变得很随便，然后我不知道怎么去协调这样。You
understand? I'm saying Cantonese. No.
English.
The question is, he used to practice Krishna consciousness in a more strict way. Like he'll get up at 4 and do all the spiritual program in the morning. But now he has a family, so he is more busy. There are many things to do. He can't follow the routine of practice. So then he feel a little like easygoing and like not able to follow the strict rule. So he's become less like lack slack, right?
Yeah. Well, he has something he has to tolerate because the children are young. It's a situation at this time.
你的处境，你的女儿现在很小，那你要容忍一下，这个处境要容忍一下。But
he should keep that desire that in the future he will be able to have more strong and more better friends.
他说你应该有这样的信念，将来你是可以有一个更加好的收集的。Sometimes
he should try to get the opportunity to go to visit the Holy
Dhamma. 如果有机会去圣地探访圣地,
it can be very helpful.
应该对你呢, 很有帮助的,
stay for a few weeks or a month in the Holy
Dhamma. 在圣地呢, 住几个礼拜, 一个月, 这样, 应该很好的。
But most of the devotees in the Krishna consciousness movement are in the same position he is in.
其实大部分 Krishna 知觉的奉献者和你的处境都很相似。They
have families and they have responsibilities in the world.
他们有家庭, 亦都有在世间一些责任。
And although they like to have stronger practice, spiritual practice, the circumstances do not allow.
虽然他们很想有一些更加 即是强的收集，好的收集，但是呢, 因为时间, 环境呢, 不许可。
But you should understand that's only a temporary situation.
你要明白呢, 现在只不过是, 一个暂时, 一个处境。
But eventually Krishna will give them the opportunity to have a stronger friend.
很肯定呢, Krishna 呢, 在未来呢, 会安排一个处境呢, 你可以呢, 是更加, 收集得更加好的。
Try to find some type of job which allows you more time to do chanting or reading.
找一些工作，是令你有多些时间去念诵，去聆听。
Like some devotees, they get jobs and they can be night guards and then they chant in the morning.
有些奉献者呢, 譬如去做看更、保安那些呢, 去做夜班的时候呢, 就可以去念经。
You can do in the morning, you can do in the evening. When Prabhupada was a householder, he used to chant his, he
even do some chanting in the morning, and then some chanting at lunchtime, and then some chanting in the evening.
當巴哈巴係居士嘅時候咧，佢會早上念一啲轉數啦，中午又念一啲啦，夜晚又念一啲嘅。
You just have to always be on the lookout for some opportunity to do some hearing and chanting.
咁咧，我哋其實要找尋呢個機會咧，自己係去唱誦啦，同埋去聆聽。唔係話一定淨係喺上晝先可以做 sadhana。你可以咧整日咧，你自己揾時間去做啦。主菜單嘢咧講過咧，係冇任何嘅規限咧，你去唱誦聖名嘅。Papa has to chant 64 rounds, right?
Well, we didn't always chant 64 rounds. Prabhupada's spiritual master said if you don't chant 64 rounds, you're fallen. But Prabhupada didn't always chant 64 rounds because Prabhupada was doing a lot of other things also.
Okay.
Not to Prabhupada.
Jai.